Leil Slichos. It's the night that so much magic, so much power, all of Klal Yisrael, no matter when one generally says Slichos, when it comes to the first night of Slichos for Ashkenazim, B'mosoi Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila. The question that we ask every year is, what should be our focus? What can we think about in this next stage of the calendar? Rosh Chodesh Elul has passed. Now we're 3 weeks in, and we have to take it up a notch. And the question is, what could be our focus? There's a phrase that we've spoken about in past years, but we'll talk about it again. Maybe we'll take some sources that we've used in other contexts for the first part of what we're going to say, and maybe move on to the second half. A couple of minutes and a phrase that comes up throughout our tefillos, our slichos, which is defined as Hosafas Tefila, as you see on the title, Kedalim Ucharashim Dafaknu Delasecha. We're like poor, indigent. Dafaknu Delasecha, we're poor and we knock on the door. So what exactly does that mean? Like somebody knocking for tzedakah on the outside. What does that demand of us, to feel like a doll in a rush? And what does it mean, dafaknu delasecha? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Kedal mukurashim and dafaknu delasecha. Gemara tells us about Abbas, and again, the first couple of sources we've spoken about in other contexts, but not here. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, the Gemara tells us, Maseches Basra, in the stories, the dafim of Rabba Bar Chana. Zimna chada avika azlina besfinta. Rabba Bar Chana says, one time I was on a boat. V'chazina ukavra diyasul lechal sagabei v'kadach agma ilavei. We saw something, and looked like an island. He saw, so it was like a swampy reeds growing on the island, some dirt there. And they're like, oh, it looks like a good place to camp. Savrina nyabeshtehi. We got off, we started setting up camp, we took out our tent, and we took out our supplies, and then it came time to start supper, and we made a fire, we took out some wood, we started making a fire, and all of a sudden the ground started shaking, and all of a sudden things didn't seem so steady, and all of a sudden we realized we better get off this island, and we jumped off. When it got very hot, it turned over, because what we thought was an island was really a marine animal, some large whale. And when it got hot, it flipped over. If our boat wasn't close, we would have drowned. The question is, what's Rabba Bar Chana telling us here? There are 15, 16 stories in those dafim in Basra. What's the message? They're on the boat, and it got hot. What's the message? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yoma, Daf Samach Beis, that on Yom Kippur, Habal Leila Latov, in a couple of days, the main avoda, the central avoda of Yom Kippur, are the two Seirim, in source number two. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippur, Mitzvasan, Shushneim, B'Shavin, B'Mare, B'Koma, B'Damim. The two goats, one that went Lashem, and his blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim. The other one that went Lazazel, that they had to be exactly, they had to look exactly the same, they had to cost the same amount of money, they have the same appearance, same height, same everything, and buy them together. Why? Why Dafka? There were two opposite things you have to do with these Seirim, and yet they had to start off exactly the same. Start off looking alike, costing alike, bought together. What's the message? So maybe part of the secret is from a mitzvah that we read in last week's parsha. We know all the parshias here in Chodesh Elul. So many of the mitzvahs have to do with this time of year. Rav Salvechik writes in source number three, the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. The mitzvah d'araisa, to build a fence upon one's roof when it is possible for people to go up on the roof. So when is a chiyuv to build a fence? Why do I have to build a fence for? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the person, something to happen, something will happen. If not, not. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the secret of Ma'akeh is the message of vulnerability. The message that we're not in charge. That accidents could happen. That we're We don't always make our own decisions. We have to do our best, our ishtavus. But we have to recognize that we're vulnerable. We're human beings. We're basar vadam. And as that, we're not the bialim on the world. We're not in control of everything. Sometimes things happen out of our control. And it could look one way, but it's not. We could feel like we're on an island. We could feel like we're on solid grounds. And then in a moment, it could turn into a whale. And in a moment, sometimes there are events in somebody's life that something's going, and then boom, we're hit with something. Minor or major. But Rabbi Baruch Hanan is telling us, we have to recognize that that's what life's about. And we're not the bialim. We're not the balabais. We're not inside. We're knocking on the outside. We're like the poor on the outside. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, the goats, the two goats look exactly alike. They're so similar. And yet they have opposite destinies. Opposite. And he even plays the role of the goat. He says, imagine to get into the mind of the Seir Lazazel. He sees his friend who was taken, shechted in the Azara, whose blood was taken and sprinkled. Poor guy, he thinks to himself. Look what's happening to him. And all of a sudden, he's being let out. He's like, oh wow, this is great. Being let out, the fresh air, smells the Midbar Yehuda, smells so good. He's taken up to the top of a cliff. What a great view. It is amazing. It is beautiful. And the destiny is exactly the opposite. That was Lashem. And this is to be Kapara. We don't know what's going to be. We're not in charge. I've quoted very often, but again, you can't not quote it here. Right? The Gemara, the end of Masechta Sota. Right? I gave it to you. I gave it to you in source number 7. Right? The Mishnah at the end of Sota, which discusses Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when all of the Tanoim died, there was a certain Midah that they personified, that died with them. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishemes Rebbe Batzla Anava. When Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died, there was no more humility in the world. Says Rabbi Yosef, not true. Not true. Lotisni Anava, says the Gemara, source number 7. Dika Anah. Don't say Anava, I'm still around. And the question is obvious. What, he's still around? That's not... No, I'm pretty humble. So many different pshatim given. One pshat is, no, look who's talking here. Rav Yosef is talking. Rav Yosef says, you think it's hard to be a humble person? Look at me. Look in my life. Rav Yosef, throughout Shas, he hears a great thing from his students. Wow, that's great. It's like, you taught us that. Rav Yosef forgot his learning. And his Talmidim had to remind him. He goes, he was sick. Shochach Talmudo. So Rav Yosef says, you think it's hard to have humility? You think it's hard to think that we're not the bialim? Look at me, look at my life. Don't think that once Rebbe died, it's hard. Lotisni anava, de'ika ana. That's what we have to recognize as we go through this time period. Right? Even in the opposite way, the Chavetz Chaim writes an amazing thought. We don't always think about it because we don't put two and two together. Chavetz Chaim, back in source number 5, Chavetz Chaim writes in Parshas Pinchas that if we look at the numbers of the Shvatim, Binyamin was one of the smallest Shvatim in Parshas Pinchas. Very small. Chamish v'arba'im elef v'sheish me'os. Dan was one of the largest Shvatim. The Ma'asev v'chol ha'machanos. Ela b'nei Dan l'mishpacha osam. Arba v'shishim elef. 60,400. So we read the numbers. Okay, great. Says with Chavetz Chaim, Rav Palm writes about this in one of his Sfarim. Let's picture this. Picture the scene for a moment. Let's go back a few generations. How many children did Binyamin have? Binyamin had 10. You know, Chushim, Mupim, all those children. How many children did Dan have? One special child. Imagine, Rav Palm writes, based on this Chavetz Chaim, what would the family get-togethers in Yaakov's house? Family get-togethers, all the Shvatim sitting there with the children and the grandchildren. And Nebuch, they looked at Dan. What's going to be with Dan? Binyamin sitting there, ferrying a tish. He's at the front. And Dan's on the side with his one child, deaf, not really knowing what's going on. What's going to be? And just one generation later, Dan is the largest shevet. Says the Chavetz Chaim, are we in charge? We do our ishtavus. But we're very vulnerable. And that's the message of Rabbi Bar Chana. And that's the message of the Siyum of Yom Kippur. Opposite destinies. Starts off the same. And that's the message of Chushim. And that's the message of Rav Yosef. Writes Rav Pinkus in Source number 6. Hasiba lakach. Sheba'avar Yehudim ayabochim harbe Yoser. Why was it easier to cry 100, 200 years ago? Why was it easier for them to get into Elul? Again, we're not idealizing. Oh, then. But still, we get a feeling that it's harder for us. Why? Because then it was easier to live with a realization that we're not in charge of everything. We're not the bialim on everything in my life. I read it now even more than when we were growing up even. Because now, the information, we want to know everything, we'll read about it, we'll Google it, we'll find it. We think we know everything. At least 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there were certain areas that we have to go to an encyclopedia, but now, everything. We know the most about medicine, we know the most about this topic and that topic. Says Rav Pinkus, Sha'az chayu es ha'tchusha sha'adam ba'olam hazeh u'kmo sfina misodedes. They realize more. They realized, well, they do. They had to schlep for water. They had to this. Life was hard. You go on a business trip. You go for 6-7 months. Who knows if the man's coming back? Right? They lived more in it with a feeling, recognizing that they're a boat in the water. Misha shorpam besvina belev yam lo yachal hayesh lo lahargish is afsos ha'adam. Right? When you're in that situation, it's hard not to realize I'm a tiny little speck in the universe. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Kachu adam b'tocha olam. That's how we have to feel. Olam malei begalim. Eich adam yachol la'amo negad kol atzaris amachlos tu'unos. There's not a day or a week that we go by that we don't realize. Difficulties. B'doras hakodmin. Earlier they felt. It was easier to have that realization. He says, you ever on a ladder and the ladder starts shaking? It's not hard to realize that we're not in charge. It's not hard to realize that I really hope this ladder stabilizes, or else it's not going to be good. Kemosha adam ola al sulam, vasulam maschal is not neid, ba'osa rega hu yodea, shem Hashem lo yazreyu hu nofel. Yehudi hayachash kol chayav. What we have to do, and always, but especially at this time of year, starting tonight, the first half of the phrase, kedalim ucharashim. A doll and a rush know that they're not in charge. Depends how much they get. They're the receiver. They're not the bialim. And the first part we have to think about is kedalu mucharash. But what are we supposed to do with that feeling? What are we supposed to do with it? It's not supposed to paralyze us. It can't paralyze us. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, it's not supposed to depress us. It's not supposed to just make us not be able to function. Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Shechina Shora. Hashem Shechina is only Shora with. Lo mitoch atzlus. Lo mitoch atzlus. Not out of sadness. Not out of levity. Not out of atzlus. A lack of wanting to do avoda. Ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Right? Like Shaul HaMelech and David, they all tried. Right? Same. Besimcha. So how do we go from kedalim uchrashim? How do we go from there? What do we do with it? So that's what we say. Dafaknu de lasecha. We have to use the dal and the rush recognition. Litfok aladelis. What does that mean and how do we do that? So on the most simple level, literally. Dafaknu de lasecha, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillah. Tefillah. And that's why tefillah is the greatest reflection of a recognition that I know that I'm not in charge. What's davening after all? It's recognizing that I need somebody. It's recognizing that it's not up to me. The greatest act and reflection of faith is the act of prayer. The act of turning to a greater power. Realizing. So that's why this time of year, what does Chal Yisrael do? Ribui tefillah. That's what slichos is. Right? We should be learning and we should be doing everything more. Mitzvahs. But the thing that we do more of, Chal Yisrael, is more davening. Right, that's what slichos is. Right, Rav Nevenzal writes in his on the Yom Naram when somebody has asked him, you know, if I do slichos and I stay up, I'm going to be more tired. And this, that, what should I do? So his answer is say slichos. That's the answer. That's what we do. Ribui tefillah. That's dafaknu de lasecha. Because the more we daven, the more we realize. If we think about the words, we realize that it's not up to us. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik writes in source number 9, also something that we've quoted in the past, that even though we know the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, on a surface level, the Rambam says it's mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day, and the Ramban says no, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day, only, I'll agree with you, says the Ramban, be'eis sara, at times of difficulty, yes, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but Rav Soloveitchik said on a deeper level, the Rambam agrees to that. Davening is only d'oraisa, biblical, when there's an eis sara. But said the Rav, life is an eis sara. If somebody's healthy, they still say Rifa'enu. If somebody has enough money, they still say Baruch Aleinu. They feel great, they realize it's not great. We need the Geula, we need the Beis HaMikdash. So that's tefillah in general. Dafaknu delasecha. But maybe there's another idea. What to do with the dal and the rush feeling, the feeling of vulnerability, the feeling that I'm not in charge, not just, okay, I'll use it to daven. But maybe it's the feeling itself. The feeling itself, the recognition itself, is something valuable and positive. The Gemara tells us, we actually discussed this afternoon in the Shabbos year, Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, that we are judged four times, right? Four, Arba Prachim Olam Nidon, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, and on every one of those days, we bring a karban that has to do with what we're judged upon. Right, we're judged on Tfuah on Pesach, so we bring the Karbana Omer out of Tfuah. On Shvuas, we're judged on Peros HaElan, so we bring the Shtei HaLechem along with made out of the new wheat. So, of course, we're judged on that. On Sukkot, we're judged on water, so we do Nisach HaMayim. On Rosh Hashanah, we're judged on our lives. So, what do? There's no special Karban on Rosh Hashanah. Right, there's a musaf, but there's no unique karban like there is on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. The other three Yimei Adin. So where's our karban? So the Gemara says, it's the shofar which brings us to be the karban in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Akedas Yitzchak. The Gemara says, on the top of the next page, Malchi Yisraon, the shofar is v'chulu. Why do we use a shofar shel ayil? Kedei she'ezkor lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham u'malani aleichem kilu akatem azbachem lufanai. We have to be okayed ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? It's exactly what we're talking about. When we recognize that we're not in charge, and whatever, Hashem's the melech, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? To recognize that I'm an eved and you're the melech and I do what you say. Even if it means like an akedah, that surrendering, that itself is what is demanded in Rosh Hashanah. That's the Akedah of Rosh Hashanah. But that itself, ironically, could bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we recognize that He's in charge. Like picture a child. A child sees the parent. The little child just goes to the parent and just hugs the parent. Because there's a trust there. The child knows I'm nothing without the parent. The child, imagine a young child in an airport. There's thousands of people. There's lines all over the place. I have no idea what to do. I have no idea where to go. I see the parent. I run to the parent. Because I know the parent is the only source that can help me. The feeling of Kedalim Uchurashim, that itself could bring us closer. The difficulties to bring us closer. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes, in an article, an unbelievable article, Glimpse of Eternity from a Hospital Dungeon. He writes, a week or two after he had his debilitating stroke in the early 80s, where he describes, as he writes this, he says he describes how when he lifts up his right hand, he feels like he's lifting up his right hand. When he lifts up his left hand, he feels like he's lifting up a weight, an external weight that has no connection to him. And he said he's never had such a such a feeling like that before. So what does he do with the feeling? What does he do with that akedah that he just went through? He writes that until last Sunday, he believed in a neshama b'toch haguf. Since last Sunday, he feels, he recognizes palpably the neshama b'toch haguf, that there is a being inside and the guf is just holding me. Because part of his goof is external from him right now. And he uses the feeling of a dal and a rush to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. to recognize my belief in the existence of a soul extraneous to the body is not only based upon a religious orientation, but is something I'm perceiving through my physical senses as a biological sensation. Usually we don't, because Hashem, as the cosmic artist, as he calls them, calls him, has made a harmonious blend and synthesis of the body and soul. We don't recognize it. He became Dal and Rush very quickly in a way that, Rachmana l'Islam, nobody should ever have to go through. But he used it as a way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron's brother, writes in the next source, again, an article called Crisis of the Human Finitude. That means exactly what we're talking about. He writes, what we're demanded to feel, recognizing our limits, is supposed to be an intense feeling and an experience. He's machalik between an experience and a mood. A mood is something external, surface. No, we have to recognize our limitations, but recognize that there's a creator that created us with limitations because he wants to have that relationship with us. He wants to be the melech of his avadim. And that could bring us closer. And it's okay to be involved in it. Judaism, he writes in the middle, wants man to be fully cognizant of this tragic aspect of his existence, to explicate and spell out the deep-seated crisis in his very existence. I'm lonely, right? I'm alone. I'm not in charge. So if there's no Baal Habira, that could be very depressing and very difficult and painful. But said Rav Soloveitchik, writes Rav Aaron, based on the Pasuk, based on this Kedala Mucharashim, Dafaknu de la Secha. That itself should, ironically, the deeper we feel about it, we should run like a child runs to a parent, knowing that the parent knows what's best. And maybe it's all hidden in a Rambam. Right, the Rambam, again, we don't have time to go into it, the Rambam, the last source in 13, this Rambam we quoted a couple years ago, the Rambam, what's Rosh Hashanah about? It's a day to run away from God. The Rambam writes, it's a day to run away and run to. The Rambam's magical four words, Nisa Yira Mimenu V'Nisa Elav. How do you run away and run to? That's our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are awed, and at the moment that we're awed, and we realize that we're Dal and Rush, Dafaknu de la Secha. What do we say so often at this time of year? Avinu Malkenu. That's the dialect. Malkenu, that's the Dal and the Rush. We're not the Melech of our own lives. But we know there's Avinu, and we say Avinu first. Avinu. We say it so, Avinu Malkenu. No, we should pause. Avinu Malkenu. It's two emotions that are being brought out. But Avinu, and I take such love that there's an Avinu, that even though I know he's the Malkenu. But that's the goal. The goal is to recognize Kedala Mucharashim, to recognize, like Rabbi Barachana, that there's an island, to recognize that the two goats start looking together, but really they have opposite destinies, to recognize that Lotisni Anava, Diika Ana, it's not hard to be a humble person. To realize that we're not in charge. Somebody could have a son like Hushim and not 10 sons. And who knows what the next generation will bring. But that feeling of Dal and Rush cannot paralyze us, but has to motivate us. Has to motivate us, number one, to use the Ribui Tefillah and to take the Slichas and the Piyutim and to try to get into them and realize what they're about and to study them beforehand. One is allowed to study Slichas, not during Slichas. One is allowed during the day. To look over the slichas, to say the piyut, whatever, most of the slichas can be said by yichidus, not just dafka b'tzibur. To say it, but to use that then to go to the next stage, not just davening, but to dafaknu de la secha, to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by realizing He is the one in charge, He is the melech, He is the one that created us as such, and we should be zoche, to be able to have that recognition of kedalu charash, but to then use that to be dofek, on the Dalsal Shamayim, Hashem should open up Shari Shamayim, Sach Shari Shamayim, L'Sfila Seinu, to all of Klal Yisrael's Sfila, and really, Be'ez Hashem, make this a year of Bracha, Hatzlacha, and Geula, L'Chol Am Yisrael.